We got a letter from, actually a DM from an AML who needs your help. The DM says, hey, Jared and Katie in the morning, I need your help. My girlfriend just moved in with me and the transition is going a lot rougher than we thought. We get along fine when it comes to the apartment, but she is demanding, and he writes it in all caps, demanding that I buy a new mattress because she can't sleep on the bed knowing what would have happened on it with my exes. You got to be kidding me. Mattresses are expensive. I already got rid of a few things in my place that she hated. She also got rid of a few things that he hated. So I feel like if I don't put my foot down now, she's going to really clean house. His question is this. Do women really expect a new mattress when they begin living with a new guy? Thank you.
Chris, is it fair to ask someone to get a new mattress once you either moved in together or get married and move in together?
As far as I'm concerned, I just bought that mattress.
Yeah.
What if it's an older mattress?
I would tell her, yeah, sure, and then change my mind immediately after she left.
So lying. I love that.
Got it.
All right, Chris, thank you.
Good start to our great relationship.
Chris always sounds annoyed when he calls.
I know.
He's like,
God.
It's like we're bothering him.
Yes. Chris, you called us.
Reminder.
Yeah.
Vlad, is it fair or not fair?
It is absolutely not fair. I take my sleep very seriously, and if I spend $6,000, $7,000 on a purple mattress with the bed frame that lights up underneath, and I've had other people there, that's none of your concern.
Okay.
That's a lot for a bed, but yeah.
$7,000 mattress with lights.
If it was the love of your life, would you do it, or you just say, not worth it?
Sleep or love? I think I'm going to have to choose sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, Matt keeps saying how bad my analogies are. But
well, just that one.
I think the girl before was talking about there's certain things on there, like dust mites and love juices. Well, there is that on a hotel bed, too, just not the person you're with. But I will say this, in college, I had many a girl on my mattress. And then we start dating and date. Well, she's on my mattress. And we're dating. We didn't move in yet, but she's staying at my house frequently. Yes, there are other girls, many of them, before you.
Well, then maybe if you decide with that girl when we move in, that is a compromise.
Well, you desensitize it. She's already laying where the other girls were.
But you're starting new. You're like, you didn't live in that house with other girls. Yeah, so you're getting a new place.
You got to be so technical that you're worried about this, whatever. What else are you going to be
worried
about?
Let's say you moved in with Carol and she had notches on her headboard.
Oh.
Would you be like, you need a new headboard? I mean, like, stuff that would remind you, or the bed's, like, dented in because of wild, nasty, dirty, sexy time.
To me, again,
you're laying in the shell of another person.
If it's dented in, like, it probably would have been on Matt's mattress. That would be different because I'd be, like, all wobbly. But if it's just a mattress, like, for instance, here's another thing. Not too long ago, our neighbors that we know was getting rid of a mattress because it didn't fit this new bed they got, and the mattress was relatively new. We took it. Feels great. Sleeps great. I knew they must have done the doing it. Yes, it wasn't somebody from Carol's past or my past, but our neighbors that we see every day, I can picture them doing it in that match, but I'm going to take it. It was free.
Are you sleeping on it?
Yeah.
It's your bed.
It's my bed
Your bed. Okay. All right.
Weird. Let's go to Trisha. Trisha, what do you think about this request to get a new mattress when you move in with somebody or get married to somebody because other people have been on it?
I do think it's kind of crazy because at the same sense, you might as well get some new body parts too because those have been used.
Ooh, now that's a good analogy, Matt.
Well, that's why, up until, obviously, but it's like you wait till you get married, you have to worry about it.
Uh-huh. Mm. Well, yeah.
You might not
if
be good at it,
virgin,
but...
Yes, that's going to be great.
Yes,
yeah.
But the odds.
But in today's world, it's hard to be.
Oh, I know. It's
hard to find those.
Mm-hmm. I think they said like 98% of people get married are not virgins.
Mm-hmm. And then you throw in, people who have been in relationship, like marriages.
Right,
and stuff like that means it gets hard.
It gets more and more difficult. Let's go to Sandra. Sandra, is it a fair request to ask someone to replace their mattress once you move in together or get married?
We definitely think it is.
And why do you think
when my brother and sister-in-law, my brother and sister-in-law got married, he had been married before. My sister-in-law made him change the bedding, the bed, the toilet that she sat on before, everything.
The toilet. Wow.
Okay.
Anything,
don't blame her.
That,
anything that her private area would have touched, she didn't want it in her house.
And I guess he got a new pee-pee.
Yeah. I would just get a different house at that point.
Yeah, you move.
Yeah. You have to. You have to start. It's the not necessarily the used part. It's that it's for
the
me
memories.
A new beginning.
Right.
A new beginning together.
Which I totally understand. I've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a new house because, like, hey, we want a house that's for us.
Yes.
And that worked out great.
All right. Dang it. I was trying to be so positive.
No, I think
I'm
it's
like,
good
new
for,
beginnings.
I think it's good for other people. It didn't work out for me.
Say, don't focus on the negative. Don't
but
leave
I
your mind in
the
past.
I understand the sentiment. I totally get it. Yeah. Anyway, Samantha, should you replace the mattress when you move in with somebody or get married?
No. I wouldn't do that because I do pay good money for my mattresses. I have, you know, I like to be comfortable when I sleep, and I'm not going to just throw one away just because. And like one of the last people said, if you're going to throw away mattress, you might as well not date that person because they've been with that other person that you don't want to be on their stuff, you know?
Yeah, but most people have a past, so I mean, even if it wasn't
exactly.
Like
if you're not wanting to sleep on that mattress because you don't want to be where that other, you know, their last partner has been, you might as well not sleep with that person.
I just have a question for you, Samantha. Let's say you and your boyfriend or husband, he's like, oh, I want to take you to this restaurant. And, oh, this is special. And it's a romantic and you make memories there. And you find out he did this with every other girl at the same restaurant. Would that bother you?
No. Is it a good restaurant? Is it worth going to?
She's a keeper.
Okay. She must be. You must be grown.
Yeah.
Because
you must
first
not
of
have
all,
any real emotions.
Anybody who is.
That's rude.
I say grown in the sense that I did not spend money on a mattress until, I don't know, a couple years ago.
Yeah, right.
You know, like I was sleeping on whatever was the cheapest, you know.
Right.
And, okay, so did you just buy it?
My husband and I bought a mattress that
2 years ago?
Well, a couple years ago.
What about before that?
I was sleeping on like cheap mattresses.
Right, but before that, your husband was spending the night. You were married more than 2 years ago.
When we moved in together, we got a bed together.
A mattress too?
Yeah, but they were not.
Not expensive.
Yeah. That's what, I mean, this is the part that's kind of like blowing me away is everyone's like, I'm spending hard-earned money on a mattress. I get that, but it's like typically for me that happens later in life.
Maybe there's so many mattress stores all over the place.
Yes.
Every corner.
Yeah.
Let's go. Is it Bubba Ray?
Bubba Ray.
Yeah, big email. Y'all listen every morning. Love y'all. And look at Jason Goodman's Facebook pictures before I go sleep every night. And,
yeah, what do you think about this? This, you know, replacing.
I just think it's just wild. It's crazy because, you know, me and my wife, my cousin Debbie, when we start sleeping together, we sleeping everywhere. We don't give a damn if it's in the dirt, in the air, in a plane, in a car, in the back of a pickup. We sleep, we don't give a damn.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. So, you called in the other day, and you told us that you married your first cousin.
Oh.
And then I believe your siblings that were your brothers ended up marrying two other dudes. I can't remember.
What was it?
Yes, we all married the loves of our lives. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But somehow we're all
cousins.
Related.
Just happen to be related.
They're all our cousins. And then
yes, I married my cousin Debbie, and my two older brothers couldn't get to her first. So since they didn't get her like I got her, they married her two brothers. So,
that's right.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for keeping it straight.
All right. You know what, Jason? For once in my life, I don't understand that family tree. But okay.
All right.
It's just a stick.
Yeah.
Straight up.
One stick.
No branches.
No branches. One stick.
23andMe is real fast.
But I get what you're saying, Bubba Ray. I mean, you know, who needs a mattress when you're humping your cup?
Yeah, let love and let loose and let love live, you know? Yeah.
Is that on your wall?
Yeah, that sounds like, yeah. You know, who needs eat, pray, love when you got whatever
it's
you just
on the
said.
Back of his Chevy.
Live, love, let loose, love, live. Yeah.
Get that tattooed.
All right.
Yeah.
Bubba Ray.
Okay.
Call back anytime. Appreciate your opinions.